For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that roughly 550,000 more people will be eligible to receive their coronavirus vaccine soon. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on when and who will be eligible.
Parson says the state is ready to begin vaccinating the next eligible group on Monday, March 15th. This includes teachers, childcare workers, grocery store employees, elected officials, and many more. Parson says the state continues to receive more vaccines from the federal government, and the Johnson & Johnson shot is expected to be approved soon. But he also recognized that the state has faced challenges getting vaccines for those already eligible.
We still have to remember there's lots of people out there that haven't received the vaccine yet, especially our seniors, the ones we should all take a back seat to and make sure they get that vaccine.
This week, many from the St. Louis area struggled to find appointments and drove hours to rural areas. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The use of eminent domain for a large wind energy power line cutting through Missouri would be banned under a bill heading to the state Senate. The Missouri House voted 123-33 yesterday in favor of the bill. The measure would prevent the use of property owners' land for the Grain Belt Express power line without their permission. The high-voltage power line would carry wind energy from Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. The Missouri House narrowly passed legislation yesterday that creates a new scholarship program, allowing families to apply for state-sponsored scholarships to send their kids to private schools. But as State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says, in order to get enough votes to pass, the bill sponsor excluded rural school districts from the proposal.
Republican Representative Phil Cristofanelli from St. Peter's says it's not a silver bullet, but he wanted it to pass. To appease members, he needed to carve out rural school districts. Democrat Ian Mackey from St. Louis pointed out that many of those voting yes won't have to deal with this in their district.
The fact that folks are awfully shy to stand up and say, I think this policy is a bad idea. I'm not going to bring it back to my district. I'm going to send it to the folks in St. Louis and Kansas City and let them deal with it. And they can't even admit it on the floor.
Democrats who oppose the idea say this will strain the state's budget, pulling $50 million from general revenue to, quote, subsidize private education in cities. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A northern Missouri county has approved an ordinance that would allow deputies to arrest federal agents for enforcing certain gun laws. The ordinance passed this week in Mercer County also seeks to nullify laws or regulations that have a chilling effect on firearm ownership. The rule exempts local law enforcement officers who help federal agents arrest criminal suspects. University of Missouri law professor Royce Barrandes says the county doesn't have the legal authority to nullify federal laws. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.